The Prince, Faith, Abuse and George Pell. Written by David Maher and read by Paul English. Broken by this time was an old pattern of Catholic police in Australia handling discreetly the crimes of Catholic priests. So often, instead of being charged, pedophile clergy were simply reported to their bishops. Not anymore. Key to the new accountability of the church was the arrival on the scene of well-trained, determined, and secular police. A year after Cloyne, pressure on the Victorian government to hold an inquiry became irresistible when The Age published a confidential police report accusing the Catholic Church of protecting pedophiles and showing little sympathy for their victims. Victoria Police linked 40 suicides in the state to abuse by half a dozen priests and brothers. Detective Sergeant Kevin Carson wrote, "It would appear that an investigation would uncover many more deaths as a consequence of clergy sexual abuse." The Premier, Ted Baillieu, ordered a parliamentary inquiry in 2011. Pell gave evidence. So did Victoria Police. They accused the Melbourne Archdiocese of hindering investigations, protecting priests, silencing victims, and failing to proactively seek out offenders. By this time, police in several states were attacking the church for protecting pedophiles in its ranks. Peter Fox, a disgruntled detective chief inspector in Newcastle, New South Wales, wrote an open letter to Premier Barry O'Farrell on the 12th of November 2012. "I can testify from my own experience that the church covers up, silences victims, hinders police investigations, alerts offenders, destroys evidence, and moves priests to protect the good name of the church. None of that stops at the Victorian border. The whole system needs to be exposed. The clergy covering up these crimes must be brought to justice, and the network protecting pedophile priests dismantled. There should be no place for evil or its guardians to hide." When O'Farrell announced a modest inquiry into the troubles in Newcastle, fresh cries for a royal commission rose on all sides. Pell counterattacked, first in a feisty interview he gave in The Australian, and the next day in his weekly column in Sydney's Sunday Telegraph. In St Mary's Cathedral that morning, he preached against royal commissions and told the press on the steps afterwards that matters were in hand. The church had apologised and offered victims redress. "I think it needs to be demonstrated that there is maladministration and corruption on a wide scale before there is any general royal commission,"